Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Tainus Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Pick it up on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom of page 3 lines from the bottom. Abba Chilkia. But you know what we do? It's time for review. So we're going to go back to Chav Beis Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. Zok Tahila the Gemara. Second to last line. Fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Tan Rabbanan. V'nasati Gishmei Chabit. I'm going to give you rain in its time. Lo Shikora. Not that it's drunk. Too much rain. Too much. For most of me, not that it's thirsty. El Venus. Just right. Shikos Ban Shagashama Merubin. Metashtashin Es Ha'aretz. Vein and Matzia Paris. Whenever there's too much rain, so it makes it all muddy and therefore you're not able to go bring out fruit. Davacher. Another pshat is Be'itam. Beep. Turn the page. Chavakim Lerav. Be'itam. Belayli Revios of Belayli Shabbosos, that is on Tuesday nights and on Friday nights. Shekain Matzino, right? Because on Tuesday nights people aren't out because of the shade they used to hang out over there. Now the time, the Friday nights, people aren't out because there's no malacha over there. So, right? So what we find in the time is Shimon ben Shetach. She yardu lahem gishamim belayli Revios of Belayli Shabbosos, that also came on Tuesday and Friday nights. Ashenasu chitim kikloyos, until it made that their chitim, the wheat became as big as kidneys, as arim, kigarin, as isim, and the barley as big as alapits, vadashim, kedinari, dinre, zahav, and the lentils like gold dinarim, vitsari, vihen, they put some of them away. Digman ledaris is a example for the future generations. Ziakamachit garim, how much the sin is going to cause sins get ruined. Shanemar, avonasechim hitu eila, your sins have turned these. And your avarice will withheld the good from you. And similarly, you find during the days of Hordos, shall you oskim bebinyan base hamigdash, while you yarden gishamim balayla, when they're building the base hamigdash, and the rain would only come during the night time. The next day, thus a ruach, the wind would blow, and as far as the oven, the clouds would leave, vizarchu atzachama, and the sun would go and it would shine, viyatsu ha'am lo melachton, and the people would go out to do their work, viyadu shamalacha shamayim bideim, and they knew that the work of heaven was in their hands. In other words, that Hashem was happy with them. Next part of the Mishnah, Ma'aseh Shachul Chanim Magal, what they did is they sent the message Chanim Magal when they needed rain. Tana Rabbanan, Pa'amachas, Yatza, Rov Adar, V'lo Yodik Shaman. Majority of Adar, which is the end of the rain season, came and no rain had fallen yet. Shachul Chanim Magal, it's probably Yodik Shaman. They came to Chanim Magal and said, Daven, the rain should fall. Espala, V'lo Yodik Shaman, he prayed and didn't come. Agugav, Amitzacha, he made the circle, he stood in the middle, Kadesh Shasa Chavakuk, and over the Chavakuk did as well. Shanema, as it says, Al Mishmarti, Moda, Vesyatsva, Al Matzah, I'm going to stand on my post, I'm going to set myself for a siege. Amar Lefana, Vibona Shalolam. Banachasim will put him alive, they put their face on me, Shanika ben Zvayas, Lefanachalam, like a ben Vayas by you, Nishba, Nibishamecha, Gedolam, I swear by your great name, Shani Zaz, we can, Atstrachim Venecha, I'm not leaving until you go and have Rachmanas on them. He stood in the circle, Schilik Shaman, not from the start to drizzle. Amar lo tamid, we said, Rabbi, we enuchim lo namas, let us see you and not die. We need more rain. Kim dun anu, she'en geshamim yardim, ela lahatir shvuasra. We think it only happened in order to be matir the shvua. That's why it started to rain a little bit, but, you know, not enough to help us. Amar said, lo kach shalte Hashem, that's not what I asked. Ela gishmi boris sikam oris. I want the rain to fill up their holes and their ditches and their caves, so they should have a lot of rainwater to drink. Yardu bizaf, and it came down with an intense force. Aja kotiba batikam, lo pihubis, until it was the size of the mouth of a jug. V'shiyaru chachamim, and they evaluated that it came out to v'she'ein tipa b'chusam, a log was not less than a log. Amal tamid of Rabbi, v'yunuch v'lo namos, kimidum v'nod v'she'ein gisham yordam el abed olam, it's going to destroy the world. Amal afan of lokach sha'alti, says Hashem, that's not what I asked for, el gishmei rotsan brachal nudava. Yordu ketikdom, and it started to come down properly. Ashal sha'alu kola am la'ar bayis, v'pnei gishamim, but there's so much rain there, they had to go up to the top of ha'ar bayis, because it was too much. Amal afan, they said, Rabbi, Kishem Shispalati, she heard just like you daven that should come down. Kachas Pal Vichel, I'm also daven for the rain to stop. I'm going to have Kachmi, this I receive from my teachers. Shein Espala and El Rova told me, don't daven to get rid of good, you know, a lot of goodness. Safa Pike and Avi Lopar Oda, bring me a bull, a par for confession of the earth, Avi Lopar Oda. Thomas the other Philip put his two hands on him for him. He said, Ribbono Shalom, Amcha Yisrael shall say something in Mitzrayim, in Michon, Lopar Rov Tova, Lopar Rov Parnos. The Yidden can't handle too much good or too much bad. Kaas Alem, you get angry with them, in Michon Lama, they're able to handle it. Shabbat Alem told me, give it to him good, and Michon Lama, they can't handle it. Yir Tom Fenechon, Shibsakar, Gesham, Pirem, Chorolam, it should go and stop the rain, it should be that there should be relief to the world. Miyad nasher ruach, immediately the wind started blowing, and the spazer of them zachar achamah, the clouds went away, and the sun came out. V'yatzu am l'sadah, they went out to the fields, v'hevil hem kameim, and pichos, they took truffles and mushrooms, shach l'shim v'mishetach. Shim v'mishetach wasn't happy with this whole situation, and he sent a message, yil mali ha'choni, if you weren't choni, goes, rani al-chani, I will put you in cheirem. Right? How could you stalk the Kodesh Baruch Hu like that? He said, this is what I want, this is what I want. Shilu shanim, kishnei sheliyo, if you, not only that, but if the years that you lived were during the times of the years of the Navi, we have a bit of a problem. So Mavtechus kishon biyadu sheliyo, the Mavtechus of the rain were in his hand, lo nim sheshim shor b'schal, yotcha, wouldn't it be that shim shor b'schal? Because you're saying, I swear I need you to rain. And he was saying, I swear that it's not going to rain. And that's a bit of a contradiction. So for sure, the Shem Shemayim was going to be mischalo by at least one of you. But what can I do to you? You're sitting in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, doing whatever you want. Kaben Shem Mischato over his son, who was being raised by his father, and his father still does for him. V'armelo, he says, Abba, holy chenu l'rachzeinu b'chamin, shatzeinu b'tzomin, go bring me bathe in warm water, rinse me with cold water. Tenle gozim, give me nuts, shkedim, almonds, afarsimim, afarsikim, peaches, v'rimonim, and pomegranates, for no son, give it to him. V'alecha kasavam, it says, yismach ha'bi v'yimecha v'sagili l'tayich, you may your father and mother rejoice, and may she or bore you be glad. Tanu Rabbanan, Mashachu b'nei litzkas agazu chonei ma'ago. What did the people of Sanhedrin said to chonei ma'ago? They said, v'sigzor omer v'yakum lach v'adurachach ha'nagar. You will pronounce a decree and will be fulfilled for you, and light will shine on your ways. V'sigzor omer, what does it mean? You can pronounce a decree, it will be fulfilled. Atak azakta milmata, that you go to here on earth, and it's going to rain. V'kodesh b'chum ha'kayim ha'rechum ha'mala. V'kodesh b'chum make sure it happens upstairs. Val drachecha nagaor, and light will shine in your ways. Dor shaya ofel yarta b'filah secha. A generation that was in darkness, you brighten with your tefillas. Ki yishpila tome geva. If they have fallen low, you have said they should be uplifted. Dor shaya shafel yigbata b'filah secha. A generation that was low, and then a brain, you raise it up to your tefillah secha yinayim yishyam. Those who eyes, and one whose eyes are downcast, he will save. Dor shashach b'avonu shata b'filah secha. A generation that was laid down, but it's sin, you saved them from death through your tefillah. Hashem answered your malati Yanaki, will deliver one who is not innocent. Dorshalo Yanaki milata to b'tefillah secha. A generation that was not innocent, you deliver through your tefillah. V'nimat b'bor kapecha, it will be delivered because of the purity of your hands. Milata b'masir decha habirurim, that you deliver the generation through the clear, pure deeds of your hands. All of these are the tzaddik, and Messiah, Mikra, Zeru, is bothered by the following pasuk. Shira Mal, so Shiva Shem, Shiva Sino, Shiv Asion, Hainu Kachomim, a song of exaltation when Hashem will return the captivity of Tzion, we will be like dreamers. Amra Mi'ika, the Nayim Shivim Shnin Bechama, right? We're talking about here coming back to the 7 years of Gaul. Someone can sleep for 7 years and have that dream, one long dream. Yom Echad, how can that be? Yom Echad, have Azav Archa, who's on his way. Chazul Gavr, the Havinot, the Cherub, he's had a person who's planting a carob tree. Amra Le, he said, Hayad Kamishnin Tayin, how long is it going to take to let us fruits? Amra Le, Ad Shivim Shnin, it takes 7 years. Amra Le, Pshita Lach, the Chai Shivim Shnin, you think you're going to live for 7 years? Amra Le, he says, Hay Gavr, Alma Becheruva Ashkachte. I came into the world with carob trees already there. Kihechi, the Shas, just like my forefathers did for me, I'm doing it for my children. You see, or my father did for me, I'm doing it for my children. You see, he sat down and he broke bread. He had bread. And he got very tired. Then he fell asleep. There was this rock that rose around him to cover him. He cast him in and he hit him from sight. He slept for 7 years. He came and he got up. You saw this person, as soon as he woke up, he's pulling fruit from the very tree that he just planted. Amalei says, Atu the Shalte, you don't want to plant this? Amalei says, no, Barbarana, I'm the grandson of, son of the son. Amalei says, wow, Shmami, no, did not meet Shemishnir, must have slept for 7 years. Just like it says in Tehillim. Chazel, Chamidis, he saw that his donkey had many children, and he had now a lot of donkeys. Azal say went to his house. Someone literally said, "Brei dechone amagel mikayim." Is the son of dechone amagel still alive? Amalei said to him, "Brei le says son's not alive, but Barbara said, but his grandson is alive." Amar lehu, I know chone amagel. He said, "I am chone amagel." Lo, they didn't believe him. Azal didn't believe him. Azal lebeisavadishkin beisavadish shaminu lerabanan. He had been away for so long. There's no way that he believed him. He heard the Rabbanim saying, "Here at the Shmaitzin, b'shnei chonei amagel, our teachings are as clear as the times of chonei amagel. When he came to Beis Medrash, call Kusha Havi Lulu Rabbanan Havi Mefarik. Any question Lulu, he would any question they had, he would answer. But Lulu said, "Anoni," he said, "I'm him." Lo, he didn't believe him. Lo, Avdili Yikar, the community violated. He didn't give him the proper respect that he deserved, that he needed. Cholish Daite by Rachel Miss. He got very. He was very distressed. He died for Achman, and then he died. Amarava, Hani Damarinshi, that's what the old saying goes, O Chavrusa, O Misusa. Okay, my friends, we are now to the Chazar of Vayter. Let's start off with today's daf, Chaf Gimel Amar Beis, but again, Chaf Gimel Amar Alf, on the bottom, three lines up at the bottom, Abachilki Barbarei Dechoni Amagal Hava. Abba Chilkia was the grandson of Choni Amagel. Kivchimer Tzikal Meimetra, when the world needed rain, Havu Meshadri L'Rabbanon L'Gerei, they would go and they would send, the Rabbanon would send, Boi Rachman, he would go and he would daven for them, and V'Asimitra, the rain would come. Zimnachana Itzrich Alma L'Mitra, once upon a time, the world needed rain. Shadr Rabbanon, Zugid Rabbanon L'Gerei, they sent a pair of Rabbanon to go visit him. L'Mibi Rachman, then Asimitra, that they should go, he should ask for mercy, that the rain should come. Azul Lebesi V'Lash Kechu, they went to his house, so they didn't find him. Azul Bedabra, so they went out to the fields. V'Lash Kechu, the Havaka Rafik, they saw that he was out there working the land, Rashi says, Oder Basadeh, involved with a hoe, he was hoeing the land. Yovu Leik Shlama, so they said to him, Shalom Aleichem, beep, turn the page, Chav Gimel Amar Beis. V'lo aspar lehu ape, but he didn't turn his face to him. Rashi says, l'hichsel em panav, he just kept on working. He responded, shalom aleichem shalom, but he didn't stop. B'panya, in the evening time, Rashi says, l'fnos erev, k'shahalach l'beiso, he have a minakit sevi, when he was gathering wood, he was going to bring home, darit sevi, umar b'chad kasvi, he carried the wood and this shovel, this hoe, on one shoulder, uglima b'chad kasvi, and he put his glimas, his cloak, his shirt, on the whatever his jacket on the other shoulder. Kulor chalosayim masani. The entire way he didn't wear shoes. Kimata lemayasim masani. When he got to water, he put on the shoes. Kimata lehizmer vihigni. When he got to thorns and thistles, dalinu lemani. He lifted up his clothing, which is higbia begadav acher ksefav, kedei shelo yikro, in order that they shouldn't tear. Kimata lemasa nafke lebitu. When he came to town, his wife came out all dressed up and wearing nice clothing. He was wearing jewelry. When he got to the house, his wife going first. And then after that, he went in. And then he had the Rabbanan come in afterwards. Yosef Akarach Rifta, he sat down and he sat down and had bread. He didn't tell the Rabbanan that came. Come and eat. He didn't invite them in. Palag Rifta Lianuke. He gave food to his children. The Kashisha Chado Lazutatre. To the older one, he gave one bread, and to the young one, he gave two. And he said to his wife, I know that the rabbis came here because they wanted to daven for rain. Nesek, so come with me, and Leigra, come with me to the roof. Let's go daven. Rashi says, Leigra means La'arliya, means upstairs. We're going upstairs. Epsher de Mirtse HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yesi Mitra. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go and accept our tefillas. And it's going to bring rain over here. V'lo nachzik tibusa l'napshin. And then we don't have to go ahead and take credit for ourselves for actually going in to bring it. They wanted to hide the fact that they're the ones that maybe that were involved doing it. So Saku Leigra, they went up to the roof. Kami Yu Bechadah Zavisa, V'i Bechadah Zavisa, he stood in one corner, she stood in the other corner, and they davened. Kadim Salak Anone, and Mehach Zavisa Devisu, and the rain came, the clouds came earlier for the corner where the wife davened. Rashi says, Me'osa Ruach She'ishtu Sham Alu Ha'avim Tchila Shehi Nanis Tchila. She was answered first. Ki Nachis, when it came down from the roof, Amar Lahu Amayos Rabbanan. I said, hey, rabbis, what are you doing over here? Amar Lahu said, well, Shadil Rabbanan, Legabe Demar, Libibul Rachamim Mitzvah. You know, we were sent over here by the rabbis going to ask for rain. Amar Lahu, he said, Baruch HaMalkom, Shalu Hitzuch Eschem La'abu Chilke. Oh, what a nace. You know, actually, you don't need me in the end because, you know, rain already happened over here. So they said, Amar Lahu, listen. Listen, we know what's going on here. Yadina de mitra machus mar hudasa. We know that it became because of you, because of your tefillos over here. Elalimon mar hani mili d'tmiyala. But we got a bunch of questions to ask you from things that are a little bit confusing for us. My tamaki avina yahivna lamar shlama lo asper lan mar Ape, why don't we sit Shalom Lechinu? Why don't you even turn to us and say, you know, you turn to us and face us? Amar lahu, Sker Yom Avi. What do you mean? I was hired. I was a day worker. And Vamina lo ipaga, and I said to myself that, you know, I can't interrupt my work because I'm getting paid over here. Rashi says, lo es batel mi malachti kamo yoma de mifkere rabbanon. Shabbos of Chavtas Mabes. My time, Daramart Sive, Achad Kaspe, Uglim Achad Kaspe, why did you put the wood on one shoulder and you put this, you know, the jacket on the other shoulder? Why not put it on top of your eyes? Says, Madua Nos, Satalas, Lakosif, Achas, Velon Achas, Bekosif, Tachas, I'm sorry, you know, to put it under, put the wood on top of it on your shoulder. So Amalu, he says, Talas Shaula, he said, no, because I borrowed this Talas, Ahachi Shaoli, Lahachi Lo Shaoli, and I borrowed it in order to use it, but not to carry wood that I didn't ask her shoes for, therefore I can't go and use it. Rashi says, Lestatip, only to wear it. But Lahatil of Kotsim, Lekra, like I wasn't able to go out to, I don't want to, you know, cause it to tear, to rip. My time, Kule Orcha Lucia Mar Misane, Vichy Mata the Maya Misane. Why is it the entire road you didn't put on shoes, but when you get to the, suddenly to the river, you put them on? Amalu, he said back, because Kule Orcha Chazina, I could see the entire way where I was walking. I could watch where I was walking over. There's no problem. I need the shoes, but Maya Loka Chazina, but I couldn't see by the water. Rashi says, Maya the Isba, Vishama Yishchenu Dag, Anachas, I'm going to get bit by a fish or by a snake. My time came out of my lehis mevhigi the linhu lemane. Why is it when you came to these thorns and thickets and these thistles? Why did you lift up your clothing over here? And then you're going to get cut in your legs. Amalu, he says, zeh malaruka. This one is going to get better. Zeh no malaruka, because my legs, they can heal from the the scratches, but the clothing is not going to heal. My time came out to my lemasa. After the bit of the mar came mikashta. Why is it that when you came back to your city, that your wife can't, you know, she's wearing, you know, she's dressed up for you? So he said, very simple. Amalahu kadei shalo etin enav beishachas. She is another woman. My time I elhi bereisha. Why did she go and tell us first? Vahadar I lemar ba'bas, and you came afterwards. Vahadar, and then only afterwards I linun. No, we're the ones who came in after. Amalu, he says, Mishom delo bat kisule. I don't know who you are, says Rashi. Delo bat kisule li im sham im prutzim. I don't know if you guys are sham or prutzim. I'm not going to let you go in there with my wife. Amar mar, darich eris, call adam yeh beinecha kalistim. Everyone has to be in your eyes like listim, like thieves. My tabi kikarch my rift alo amr lan isu kurcha. Why is it when you went in to eat, you didn't give us to eat? You didn't offer us anything. Mishom delo mifish rift. This is because I don't have enough. I don't have enough for everyone. Vamina lachzik bura rabbanan tivusu bichanam. And so I said, let me not cause the rabbis to give me credit for nothing. I knew you guys weren't going to even take it. Says Rashi, the inu lo havi ka'achli the leka rift of a kamachskin andu. Tova chinam, it's going to be like, yeah, I gave this, oh, you guys want bread? And I knew you were going to say no, so therefore I just didn't offer. My time, a yalev mar li yanuka kashisha chada rifta luzitre tray. Why is it that you gave the older kid one piece of bread and you give the younger one two breads? Amalu says, hi, kai bebesa. The older one, he stays home, and therefore he's able to eat during the day. Fayasu bebe kinista, but the other one, he's in the base kinesis. Rashi says, kame rabbe. Therefore, he's going to be hungry. He didn't come. He doesn't come home all day. My time, I cut him. So the coming of the hachlis of Yisrael, the havas came out. The bissel lemayalan of the day. Why is it that the clouds came for your wife before it came the clouds for you? We show him the itza shicha beveser. Because since my wife is found at home, more Rashi says kol yoma chimitzich aniya midi az leviava, and someone is poor needs something, she doesn't give it. Says the gemara, viava riftal anish gives poor people bread. A mikvah and a yasa, and therefore it comes their hana is immediately right next to them. Vahana you have nazuzah v'lo mikvah and a yasa. I give them money, and therefore it's not so karuv their hana. As it says, shedavar achilei nosenes la'ani v'hu below torach mima shayis and nosenes mos v'etzriach ani atzikta. He goes, he can have it right away. There's no tircha. Ami has to go and be matriach, has to go get it over here. Inami, another answer is because hanu bir yonei dahavi b'shivavusan. There were these biryonim, Rashi says, a borim amaharts, so these amaharatsim, anaboy, the rachim and the musai davin, that they should die because of their behavior. Fiboy rachim the lahadu bitiyufta, and vadaru. And she davin, this is actually tshuva, similar to Gemara that we have. In Brachos Daf Yud with Beruya.
And they ended up doing tshuva. Therefore, she's on the level. It should be like that. Chanan hanechba. Another relative here of Chonei Magel. This is the Chonei Magel da for his relatives. Chanan hanechba. Chanan the hidden. Bar brate the Chonei Magel. Chonei Magel's grandson. How? His daughter's son. Ki mitzich alma lemitzvah. Whenever they bring the word in Ren, Mishad Rabbani Yenuki, the Rav Gavei, they would go and send children. She says, Lahamrech libo, to soften his heart, it's coming to philosopher and to daven. She sent these school kids to him. They'd grab on to the bottom of Rashi's Boshul, on the hem of his clothing. Abba, Abba, Havlon Mitra, Father, Father, give us rain. Rashi says, Kachu Gil and Akroso, Ki Yasim Sharma Avi Avi, like a orphan. Yeah, like an orphan that says, Father, Father, I'm the God is broken, then he would say, Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, look what's going on here. This is out of control. I say, Bishvil Elu, do it for these kids over here. She ain't my Kirin, being Abba the Yod, Mitel Abba the Loyamit. They don't know the distinction between the father that gives to anyone who doesn't. Rashi says, Bain Choni La Abba, Kesvuran Alai, Shani Abi, and they think that I'm their father. It's crazy. Why was he called Chanan Nechba? He hid one pitch. How you machbi asu b'sakise? He hid himself in the b'sakise. Rashi explains. V'lo gersin and toyu mischabe mechabe b'sakise. He was covering himself in there. Kiyavu b'irachme. Amaya how you mechabe asu mirova. Anava when he was go daven for rain, he would hide himself because of the anava because of how much of an avod he was. Rashi continues and says that Oman Degaras Beis Akise, the one said Beis Akise, Klomim Beschabe Begadav Kishu Nichnas Lahasach as Raglo Mirov Vitzinas. He would go and cover himself up a lot when he was in the bathroom. Amalei Rebbe Zvi Rebbe Zvi Gelder Rebbe Safra. Tachasi, come and see Ma Bein Takifei Da'ar Di Yisrael Lechaside De Bavel. See what's the difference between the strong ones of Eretz Yisrael and the Chassid and the pious ones of Bavel. Chassid of Bavel, Rav Huna, Rav Chista, that's who they were. You have a mitzvah, alma, the mitzvah, when the world needed rain, armu nichnif hadadi v'nivoy rachme. They would say, let us gather together and, you know, da'ava for mercy. Rav says, alma mishav chad b'nai la'osi mitzvah. It was only because of one of them that rain would go ahead and come. After the Mirtze, I call this Baruch, maybe because Baruch will accept that feels the Yesi Mitzvah, the rain will come. Takivit Ayat Yisrael, the strongest of Ayat Yisrael, Kagon Rabbi Yonah, Avud Rabbi Mani, like Rabbi the father of Rabbi Mani, Ki Hava Mitzvah Alma LeMitzvah, when the world needed rain, Hava Ayla Basin of Armelu, you would go to his house and he would speak to his family and he would say, Havali Gvalki, give me Gvalki, Tachska, give me like a sack. Vazir Isli Bezuza Ibura and go and bring some grain for which is the value of a Zuz. Right? A Zuz. I'm gonna go bring grain for a Zuz. Let me go out to the thing. Now really what he was doing is he was hiding how great he was, right? Shafila bin Basil Sham who he was. He had enough of the gevra. When he would get outside, and also for kari b'duchta amikta, he would go and stand in a emek, in a deep place, go to daven. Dichsev mimama kim garsich Hashem. From the depth, I call to you, Hashem. For kari b'duchta siya, and stand in a very sanua place. Right, find a place that he can stand over there, and you conceal himself from the people's household. Then he would cover himself with sackcloth. Sackcloth, pray for Rachman. Vasi Mitzvah, and the rains would come. He have Asi Labesi when he would come back to his house. Amalei, the people in his house would say, I see Mari Bura, did you bring any grain? Because he said, I'm going to the store to go buy grain. Amalei, Amina Hov Asi Mitzvah, he say, I said that since the rain of Kam hash the revach alma, the world is now relieved. Therefore, it's not shy to go ahead to buy now because the prices are going to end up going down. Rashi said, "De lahavi sova." Now it's all satiated. Rahachi lozav nibiyoker dahashta. It's not going to be sold. It's going to go down in price. Okay, now we know there's story time of money in the center of Yonah. It's going to show the power of tefillah by the great people of Eretz Yisrael, Vasu. Rabbi Mani Berei, or Mani, his son, Havakom Etzari Lei, the Bein Nesia, is being harassed by people from the members of the Nasi's court. Ishtatach al Kivrad Avua, he lied down on the grave of his father. Amalei Abba Abba, Hani Metzari, he said, Father, these are because people are causing me tzar. Yom Echad of a Chalfeyon, so one day they were passing by the place, right, where Rav Yonah was buried. Rosh Yisrael, the Bein Nesia, Hasem Yerovei Ma'arta, the Bein Yonah, right, the cave where Rav Yonah was buried. In Kutkar, the Sus Vasayu, the legs of their horses became stuck to their place. They get caught over there, they were never to leave. Rashi says, Nidbak Mekaka got stuck to the ground. Shalgabi Ma'ara, Lohi Yichol, Moses Mimkom. They were able to put the top of the Ma'ara, the well, they were able to move from the place. So what happened? Ad the Kabilu, Alayo, Velo Kometzayale, until they accept the power themselves, not to cause him any pain any longer, not to cause Rav Mani any pain anymore.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Vesu, and furthermore, Rabbi Mani of a Sheikh came to Rav Yitzchak Bar Eliyashiv. Rabbi Mani used to go and visit Rav Yitzchak Bar Eliyashiv. He'd give a bunch of shurim. And what happened on Malay? He says to him, Asire de Bechami Kometzarali. The rich members of my father-in-law's house are harassing me. Rashi says, Ashirim shall be Schami. Right, the rich people. Amar, so Rav Yitzchak Bar Eliyashiv says, Lianu. They should become poor. Rashi says, You are Neon, they'll become poor. Vianu, and this ended up happening, they became poor. Amar, a little bit of time had passed, or Mani came back, and he said, Kadachkuli, that they're pressuring me to go ahead to support them. Rashi says, Litan Lehem Parnasa. Like Amar, so he said back, Liatu. Okay, they should become rich, Viatu. They ended up becoming rich. Another story time. Amar, Mani said, Lo mekabli alai in she basi. The person of my household, meaning my wife, is not mekabli. I'm not that happy with her, right? She's not exactly the best looking. Rashi says, Ain ishti mekubelas alai. She ain't yafa. She's not so pretty. Amar lei, so Yitzchak said, by Shema, what's her name? Chana. He said, her name is Chana. It's Yahweh Chana. So he said, Lachana become beautiful. From this office, she became beautiful. Amale, so Ramani said to this guy, back it up.
Here we go. Again,
Amar says, Lama Kabli Alay and Shibesi, my wife isn't so beautiful. Amale, Masha, what's her name? Chana. This office, Chana said, Chana should become beautiful. From this office, she became beautiful. Amale, so then he came back and said, Kamigandra alai, she became, you know, too much for me now, right? Her beauty, because her beauty came so much, she's misgadelis alai, mitoch gevoa yofio, because how much she became minagdra, miloshan, mako minichu, li, lavasilis gader bo, she became very gaiva and very strong over me. Amalei said back, yihachi tachsur chana lishacharusi risa, let her go back to her literally shachar to her darkness and her simpleness, chazachana l'shacharisa, and she went back to that state, lowly state of darkness. Hanu tre tamide, there were these two students, Tahava kamida of Yitzchak Bar Eliyashiv, ben Roshu, Amrulei, they said to him, Nibai mar rachme alan denichkem tuva, Master Davim, for mercy for us that we should become very wise. Amalahu, he said back to them, Ame imi aisa ushtachtia. He responded, Rashi explains that Davar zeh hayu biyadi, shekol ma shani mevakesh, hayu nosen li, v'achshav ein tefilas mikubelas kol kach. There was a time when I had such a power to do such a thing, but unfortunately it has left me. I don't have the power to do that anymore. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.